The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Whether you're listening in Columbus, Ohio, Tampa, Florida, or Washington, D.C. Somehow we lost Mark in Columbus, Ohio. Mark, I have no idea what happened, but if you want to call back, we will try to get you on the line. Right now I have one and one phone line available. We're talking about Representative Ilhan Omar, who has said publicly yesterday, our entire economy and political system needs to be, quote, dismantled. Yeah, the whole thing. So the Constitution that she swore to uphold, she wants to shred. So I'm asking the question, is she just expressing her constitutional right to freedom of speech, or is she violating the oath that she took? I'd love to hear from you. We're going to go to Sarah, who is in Brooksville, Florida. Hey, Sarah, welcome. You're on Bobberty Live. Thank you so much for calling. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are exactly like yours. That woman should resign, and what, if she doesn't resign, she should be just put out somewhere or another. I don't know how, but
I don't know how either. So you believe she should resign or be removed from office? You feel that strongly about it?
Yes, sir. She should be removed, absolutely. The sooner the better.
All right. I'm with you. Thanks, Sarah. I appreciate your call from Brooksville, Florida. And next, we're going to go to Tacoma, Maryland, and we have the privilege of talking with Eli. Eli, thank you for calling. Welcome. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I think it's certainly within Representative Omar's rights to essentially ask for a Marxist and godless takeover of our country. But at the same time, it's within our rights as the American people to vote this ridiculous ideology out of government. And the thing is, Representative Omar is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, the left has been doing this to our educational process, brainwashing our kids with this philosophy. And we need to take more responsibility with this. Asking her to resign doesn't really do anything. We need to actually have a cultural change to realize that this is not how we want our country to go forward.
If she was your representative in Congress, would you calling for her resignation because she was your representative? Would that change things?
You know, I live in Tacoma, a very, very liberal place. But I will say, I would not ask for a resignation, but I will get on my soapbox and tell everybody why she is not the representative of the United States. Spewing these Marxist ideas is not only dangerous. I mean, we can look at the history of Marxist ideas. Mm-hmm. They come off as very compassionate, but when you look at from Stalin to Mao, they killed millions and millions of people, and they just want to erase that history and say, well, we just want to try something new in the United States. We've gone through this already. It's a dangerous ideology, but the Americans, as voters, need to be the ones to say no to it. And that's the marketplace of ideas. Yeah. That is our democracy.
All right. All right, Eli, thanks. I appreciate your call. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. God bless you. Next, we're going to go to the Washington, D.C. area and talk to Rachel. Hey, Rachel, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live, and I appreciate so much your calling. What's on your heart and mind concerning Ilhan Omar?
Well, I appreciate you bringing this topic up because it is really important. And as a very patriotic American citizen who exercises my right to vote, I take it very seriously, and I encourage others as well to do so. This is a really, really important thing to discuss because we as Americans, we do have to be careful to not be quick to demonize or villainize things that are unpopular to us just because it seems uncomfortable or it's something different than what we're used to. I did read her quote. I listened to you quote what she said, and then I heard you say something slightly different.
What was that?
So, yeah, well, you quoted exactly what she said.
Right.
And then you said, you paraphrased, and you said she wanted to dismantle our entire Constitution. And that's not what she said. She did say that she wanted to dismantle the oppressive policies that are a part of our system.
No, she said the whole system of oppression. And before that, she said, including the countries, and again, I quote, economy and political system. And then she immediately after that said that she wanted to dismantle the whole system of oppression wherever we find it. So she didn't say she wanted to find the oppression in the system. But she called the system itself a system of oppression and said that the whole system must be dismantled. So, yes, I did reach a conclusion. I admit that. But I think it's a reasonable conclusion from the context of what she was saying.
I would encourage you to reread that because I have, and she did not say that. We know that our Constitution, straightforward, it works when you work it properly. But when you work the Constitution with embedded racism, embedded bigotry, where people in positions of authority abuse their authority to disenfranchise certain groups of people but give favor to other groups of people based on race, religion, how much money you got in your bank account, your gender, or whatever qualification or types of qualifications look at.
But what you said,
what I'm saying is when you work our Constitution properly, without racism, without bigotry, fairly, with equality, liberty, and fair justice, and fair opportunity for all citizens, then it does work. So I understand where she's coming from. We need
you
to
really
dismantle
do?
Every we need to dismantle every oppressive appearance.
But the problem that I have, Rachel, is the system is not oppressive. As you said, the Constitution works. It is the most incredible human document of government I believe ever produced on this planet. The system is not oppressive. There are people who can abuse it, and that abuse should end. All of us should stand against oppression, bigotry, prejudice, but the system is not a system of oppression. And that's exactly what she's saying. She says the system is a system of oppression and the system needs to be dismantled. And that's where I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you the last word because I've got about 30 seconds and I want to give you the last word.
I appreciate that.
Go ahead.
Well, oh, okay. Well, the United States of America is a beautiful nation. I'm so grateful to be a citizen here. And it is truly one nation under God, indivisible, meaning forever unified for justice and liberty for all. And we must remember that. And because of some of the historical biases and embedded racism and oppressive policies that have been in place for so many years, sometimes people fail to see it because of how they've been conditioned in their lives.
And
so
and,
my whole point is, yes, and I'll get to it.
Yeah, because I've got to go.
Truly do, when we remove the oppressive policies that are within our system and increase equal and fair checks and balances systems where you enforce the law, where when you see racism occurring in our systems, when authorities abuse their positions to oppress others, they need to be called out on that immediately and reprimanded and removed.
Okay,
and from with being that, able to hurt
and with that, Rachel,
again.
Rachel, I gotta go.
Yes.
I wish I could
yes.
give you more time. Thank you for your thoughts.
Yes.
I appreciate
God bless
it.
America.
Well,
and
amen
God
to that.
You.
We will agree wholeheartedly on that. Thank you, Rachel. Gotta go. My number 877. Bob Live, let's talk.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, 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 we're going into the last segment of the program, and I've got jammed phone lines. So I'll get to as many as I can. We're talking about Ilhan Omar, who said, we need to dismantle the economy and political systems. She did say the, well, in fact, let me give you the exact quote so I don't take her out of context. She said, I'm trying to hurry. We must begin the work of dismantling the whole system of oppression wherever we find it. I guess that's open to interpretation. Let's go to Mike in Columbus. Mike, you're up next on Bob Burney Live. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Well, she's free to renounce her citizenship since she's an immigrant and she could easily immigrate back to the country she came from. She is an immigrant.
Indeed, she is.
And also, let's see her lead the charge to cancel the Capitol police protection that all these congressmen have. All these people that want to cancel the police don't want to cancel the police protecting the congressmen. I find that kind of odd.
It is a little odd. A little odd. Do you think she should resign?
Yeah, she should resign, and you know, she doesn't like it here, she can leave.
All right.
I'm sure there's other countries that would like her, like to have her.
Well, I think that's debatable, but all right, Mike. All right,
thanks,
Mike.
Bob.
Thanks, appreciate it. To Greenfield, Ohio, and Todd is on the line. Hey, Todd, you're up next.
Hello,
on Bob Burney Live. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to kind of chime in here and. I think the lady from Washington was a little bit off base as far as Ilhan Omar. It's not only the context that you read should be pretty obvious. It's also that she's been in office for a few years now. And we've had lots of quotes from her that show the context of what she believes. I think I recall sometime last fall, even her making a response to somebody else's remark about the current laws and why we should replace them with Sharia law, which is mind-boggling to me how any woman knowing how women are treated under Sharia law would ever advocate for that. But I think we have more than just one quote. We have a body of evidence on Ilhan Omar that shows how truly unconstitutional her thoughts and her ideas are.
Well, and she certainly leans towards Marxism. I don't think there is. I don't think any reasonable person who has studied her life, her quotes, her speeches, I don't believe any reasonable person could deny that. All right, Todd, thanks. Appreciate it. And we're going to head to Virginia and talk to Rick. Hey, Rick, thanks for calling. Welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live.
Hello, Bob. I concur with the last caller and the one previous to that. I think the situation we're in is kind of analogous to we're all kind of on a ship. And certain members of our body have decided that because they have deemed the designer of the ship not a perfectly moral being, as they think they are, as defined by them, they're perfectly willing to destroy and burn down the ship. Mm-hmm. Where we're going, I guess they're just calling us to tread water in the open ocean. Burn everything down, destroy it all. And like Alexis de Tocqueville warned us, be careful about jumping into the abyss if you don't know where the abyss is going.
Boy, excellent. Excellent thought.
Ilhan Omar should be, she should be called to resign. It's not, she's entitled to her opinion as long as it's not treasonous and working actively against the government as a private citizen. But she's not just that. She's a sworn office holder. Sworn to uphold and protect the Constitution, and when she treads beyond the line of that, when she says let's take it all down, and it's a Marxist tactic too. Instead of just defining a few specifics that should be changed or might be changed, define the whole system as evil and bad. Let's destroy it all, and start with whatever, just because it's new, because it's novel, and we know her record from before. So in the context, I agree with that. The caller before that. In the context of her record, I think we know where she's going with this.
All right, Rick.
Pretty obvious.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Going to try to take one more call. Laura in Grove City, Ohio. Laura, you are up next, and we've got about 1 minute left.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I am well, Laura. We've got very little time, but I wanted to try to get you on.
Great. I listen to you every day. I love your show, just so I get it out there. But I'm thinking, since she took the oath, if she cannot hold up her part of the oath, then she needs to be let go.
All right. So you think she should be resigned? She should resign,
yes,
or she should be removed?
She should resign on her own. If not, they should find some way to get her out of there, because she took the oath to hold it up, and she's not doing her part of the oath, so she needs to go.
All right, Laura, thanks. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Not many are going to be calling for her resignation. Marsha Blackburn, Republican senator, has. What troubles me is that her comments don't trouble more people, and that she was duly elected by the people that she represents in Minnesota. That troubles me far more than anything she has said. She actually got elected. What is going to be fascinating and telling is if she is reelected. That will be very troublesome. Hey, thank you for joining me, whether you're in Tampa, D.C., or Columbus. I hope you have a great, great evening, but please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.